But Jasmine, do you want to say something?
Well, actually, I invited a poet here tonight. His name is Fafali, and maybe that will just bring us into another sort of room here. Of course, you know, like there's no room for laziness in this pursuit of liberty and freedom. Fafali, would you please? And if you'd like to introduce yourself a little short, like we discussed before.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Fafali. It's Elbe, originally from Ghana. It means there is peace. I present a poem titled Shores of Discrimination. The day Sesaku was whisked away by the police, the bystanders saw. They didn't see it happen the way he had narrated to the journalist. How he was jostled with face slapping the ground like butter falling onto gravels and asked to shut up in the process. He could not prove he wasn't undocumented. He was suspected to be riding a stolen bicycle. Now, isn't this a story too familiar? That night, his wife came running to the station. Here are his papers. The bike belongs to his son. Release him this very minute. Her voice was so stern and steady. Some may say it was power speaking to power. She looked somewhat pale and mildly tanned from the hike she had been on the early hours of the day. In their home, they are able to agree on what he prefers and what she prefers as a hobby. She was calm and collected, with a demeanor that was screaming like a peaceful bomb. They said quietly that this had happened before, that it wasn't the first she had to rescue her husband from the law and forces. At home, Sesaku still teaches his kids the importance of inclusivity with no regret. He is kind, that black man, a kind fool, but a fool nonetheless. From where he comes from, he was taught one virtue. Treat a fellow man as you would treat yourself, independent of their orientation, gender identity, or their race. But this world out here, this world has failed to make room for the dreams that broke the back of our fathers. It is torture when your seedling does not have equal chance at flourishing, when your neighbor insists he is tilling a land of milk and honey. Why say I am offering a land of opportunities, when the sons of poor traders only become poor fathers to poor children? Why offer a thing with your right hand and take it with the left? Why act surprised when the children who have nothing to lose and everything to live for want to burn your lying tank to the ground? The story of Sesaku is but a grain of sand at the shore of discrimination against black people and people of color. And many walk around with scoops of sand in their pockets that have never been emptied. So as my contribution, I write poems like this, poems that spread love instead of hate, poems that spread hope for bright futures, and take away painful memories. Poems that inspire the vulnerable to stay afloat and continue to breathe. Poems that insist on breeding passions away from violence and oppression. I want these poems to take up space as much as the people they are intended to speak for.